You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days, Episode 5.5 by Robert G. Newcomer, a.k.a. Bert. What would happen if Jason, Barbara, and Kenny and Danielle were taken hostage in the basement by a madman in a Powerpuff Girls mask? Find out this week on Better Days. Fade in. Exterior, Jason's house, night. Moving slowly across the yard, approaching the house as seen through the eye holes of a mask. Heavy breathing. Up the steps, on the porch now, creeping, breathing, stopping to peer through a lit window. Through the window, John sits at the kitchen table reading the sports page. He marks his picks with a crayon while eating an obscenely large bowl of chocolate pudding. A huge can of pudding, gallon size, sits on the table beside him. Interior, basement, night. Jason, Kenny, Barbara, and Danielle each occupy one side of a square table. They are playing Scrabble. Jason and the girls stare impatiently at Kenny. Jason, whose idea was this? Kenny now lays his tiles with a flourish.
Jijin! On a triple word score, that's 40 points, suckas!
Barbara, it's 60 points, you homeschooled radish.
Even better!
Danielle, Jijin, it's pretty. What's it mean?
I don't know. I don't have to. Definitions are for suckers.
Wait a minute. That has two J's.
So?
Barbara eyes Kenny suspiciously.
There is only one J in the whole game, asshole. How stupid do you think we are?
Kenny shakes the bag of tiles.
The bag is a mystery. I have no control if the gods of Scrabble smile upon me.
Barbara suddenly leaps from her chair, tackling Kenny and knocking him to the ground. She begins rummaging through his pockets. Barbara, he's cheating, you little prick. Look, his pockets are full of tiles. Barbara extracts a handful of S tiles. Danielle, that's just pathetic. Jason pushes away from the table in disgust. Jason,
I don't even want to play anymore. Now the whole game is suspect.
Interior, kitchen, night. John looks up with a start as the mysterious masked intruder bursts in through the kitchen door. The intruder is tall and thin and dressed entirely in black, and the intruder is wearing a Powerpuff Girls mask. Bubbles, to be exact. John sizes up this odd stranger, then shakes his head. John,
you could only be looking for the folks downstairs, sweetheart.
John hooks his thumb toward the basement. As the intruder makes his way downstairs, John returns to his pudding. Fade out. Opening sequence. Fade in. Interior. Basement. Night. Jason flips on the television and flumps down onto the futon. Barbara releases her grip on Kenny's neck. Barbara,
I thought we were going to do something different tonight.
Kenny looks up from the floor at Bubbles, the intruder, now descending the stairs. Kenny,
that's different.
The rest of the group now turn towards the staircase. As Bubbles lumbers down the stairs, he reaches into his waistband and pulls out a large, gleaming kitchen knife. Bubbles,
nobody move. Just stay where you are.
Danielle,
aren't those kind of the same thing?
Bubbles,
shut up. Quit gabbing.
Now, see, those are the same things, too.
Bubbles whirls on her with the knife.
Do I look like I'm fooling around, sister? I'm here to steal shit, and you fools better recognize.
Kenny.
But, dude, you're a Powerpuff Girl.
Bubbles.
Look, Halloween's not for 6 months. It's all they had, okay?
Jason.
You're not even one of the good ones.
It was this or SpongeBob, and he just looked too happy.
Danielle.
Yeah, robbery is such a sad and lonely profession.
Barbara.
At least SpongeBob is a male.
Kenny.
SpongeBob is an ass. At least the Powerpuff Girls can command some respect.
To Jason.
I used to know this guy in jail who would draw them naked.
Bubbles.
Look, forget the mask. This is a robbery. Let's concentrate on that.
They continue to discuss, pretty much ignoring Bubbles. Danielle. To Kenny.
That's disgusting.
No, he was talented. I mean, sure, the guy was kind of a perv, but they looked really good.
Barbara.
They're a foot tall, Kenny.
Jason.
Please tell me we'll be done talking about this soon.
Kenny, recalling dreamily.
There was just something about those round little bodies.
Kenny's imagination. Kenny is in his underwear. He smiles as the Powerpuff Girls hover around him, naked and giggling. The scene darkens as Mojo Jojo enters and laughs maniacally. He is wearing only a towel around his waist, which barely conceals his enormous monkey erection. Mojo Jojo.
Let's see what else you learned in prison, Kenny.
Kenny's eyes grow wide as Mojo Jojo suddenly snatches off the towel and... back to scene. Kenny abruptly awakens from his daydream. Kenny.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Bubbles.
Okay, Everybody got that? We are done talking about the mask. New rule. The next one who mentions the mask is tender vittles.
Jason. Yeah, fine. Take what you want and just get out of here.
Kenny.
What? You're just going to let this fool march in here and start taking stuff?
What's he going to take?
Where's your wallet?
Jason points to the desk. Bubbles steps over to the desk, snatches the wallet, and forages through its contents.
6 movie stubs and a blood donor card? That's it?
There should be a condom behind that other flap, but it's kind of old.
Danielle. You give blood? That's so sweet.
Bubbles flings the wallet in disgust, now moving to a dresser and pulling open the drawers.
Jason.
I'm O negative. Anybody can use it? They call me all the time and guilt me into it. I actually wish they'd stop.
Kenny.
He is such a pussy about it. You should see him. He gets all pale and shakes like this.
Kenny trembles like an epileptic. Bubbles slams one drawer shut and pulls open another.
Bubbles.
Would you guys please shut up?
And they do, for the moment. Bubbles continues to rummage, now flinging a handful of boxer shorts. One of them lands beside Barbara. The front reads, Home of the Whopper. Barbara.
Ha! You've got to be kidding.
Jason snatches them up.
Jason. My grandma bought me those.
To Danielle.
I never wear them.
Danielle.
Your grandmother buys you Home of the Whopper underwear?
Jason shrugs.
Kenny. She ought to know.
Having found nothing of interest, Bubbles slams shut the last dresser drawer. Bubbles brandishes the knife anew, stepping over to them and trembling with rage.
Jesus, do you idiots ever shut up? You're driving me insane!
To Jason.
Listen, do you have one fucking thing in this room that is worth anything? Anything at all?
Jason looks around the basement, considering.
That's an interesting question.
Interior, convenience store, night. Gretchen stands before the Slurpee machine.
Gretchen.
Slurpee.
In another part of the store, Casey stands before a display of comic books with a cigarette dangling from his lips. He looks upset as he ruffles through the titles. Gretchen approaches him, now sucking on a purple Slurpee the size of a large popcorn tub.
Casey.
This store sucks ass.
Clerk, off screen.
I heard that.
Gretchen.
What's the matter, baby?
Casey.
The first issue of Banana Chan is supposed to be coming out today, but I don't see a single one.
Casey continues to rummage more violently now, knocking a few of the magazines to the floor. The clerk now steps up to Casey.
Clerk.
There's no smoking in my store.
Casey turns toward the clerk.
Casey.
Do you have any more Banana Chan?
Clerk leans in close.
There is no smoking in my store.
Casey plucks the cigarette from his lips and crunches it out in Gretchen's Slurpee.
Gretchen.
Ew.
Casey.
Do you have any more Banana Chan?
Clerk.
I'm all sold out. I'm afraid my last copy was claimed by your degenerate friends.
Casey grits his teeth.
Casey,
under his breath.
Jason.
The clerk hands Casey an alternate title. The cover to this one reads, The Femperor Chronicles.
Clerk.
Try this one.
Casey.
What the hell is this?
It's vampires, only different.
Why would I want to read what some pencil neck convenience store clerk reads while he is supposed to be counting the Slim Jims?
Because it's good.
Since when does that matter?
Gretchen takes a loud slurp of Slurpee.
Do you have something like Boogeyman versus that chicken, The Ring? Now that is something I could read, man.
Casey ponders this matchup. Casey's imagination. The Boogeyman is in a recliner watching television when Samara starts to crawl out of the picture tube. The Boogeyman pulls a large chainsaw from behind a seat and cuts her head off. Black blood spews from her neck like a fountain. Back to scene.
Casey.
That would rule.
The clerk snatches back the comic book.
Clerk.
Get out of my store. You are a ridiculous boy child and I hate you.
So when are you going more Banana Chan?
It does not matter. You are never welcome in my store.
Casey, to himself.
Man, I've got to see that book.
To Gretchen.
Come on, let's get out of this sorry piss hole.
Casey drags Gretchen after him.
Gretchen, waving to clerk.
Bye, have a nice night.
The clerk shakes his fist.
Clerk.
Never return, do you hear me?
Interior, basement, night. Jason's room has been turned upside down, every drawer emptied and every paper scattered. Bubbles pants out of breath.
Bubbles.
You have got to be the biggest loser I have ever met. You have no money, you have no jewelry, no valuables of any kind. You don't have anything that anybody would possibly want.
Jason.
Hey, you picked me all right. Let's not get personal here.
Nods to Danielle.
You know, they've got tons of nice stuff right next door, and there isn't even anybody home.
Danielle.
Hey!
Barbara, to Bubbles. You're not really very good at this, are you? Bubbles turns away from the group in despair, but then he notices the posters on Jason's wall.
Hey, what's this?
Bubbles steps over to the wall and leans in close, examining the poster for Red Phoenix and the Seven Keys to Atlantis.
This one is signed.
Jason. No, it isn't. Arcadio's signature is prominent in a lower corner. Bubbles, pointing.
Yes, it is. It says Arcadio right there.
Kenny.
No, they all have that, really.
No, they don't. I've seen this movie 6 times and I know a signed poster when I see one.
Bubbles reaches for the poster.
I am taking this.
Jason steps up to Bubbles. As Jason speaks, the Indiana Jones theme begins to waft over his impassioned plea. Jason.
Wait a minute, Bubbles. You asked if I had anything of value? You said I have nothing, and that is nearly true, but I do have something. I have this signed Arcadio poster. One small thing that gives my life some greater purpose. One small thing to bring a small taste of joy into this cold, cruel world that I sense you know so well. If there is any goodness in you at all, I ask that you spare my signed Arcadio poster. For if you take this poster, you might as well rip out my very heart.
Bubbles stares at Jason as the music fades. Then he turns back to the poster. Bubbles.
Oh, yeah, this is mine.
Bubbles begins to rip down the poster, releasing the corners one at a time. With each rip, Jason reacts as if struck by a bullet.
Rip.
Jason.
Ah! Rip. Oh! Rip. Ah! Rip. Oh!
Jason clutches his chest and collapses to the floor. Kenny races to his fallen friend. Kenny.
You bastard! You killed Jason!
Interior, kitchen, night. Casey and Gretchen enter the kitchen. John is still at the table spooning pudding, his mouth rimmed with chocolate. John.
Hey, you kids want some pudding?
Casey.
No.
John.
I got it at the big food today. All the food is big, like the kind they sell to restaurants.
John regards his can with pride.
A fucking gallon of pudding, imagine that.
Casey.
Yeah, we're here to see Jason. Is he home?
John unleashes a ghastly, resonant burp.
In the basement, like always.
Gretchen.
Is that downstairs?
Interior, basement, night. Kenny kneels beside Jason, shaking him by the collar, attempting to rouse him. Kenny.
You know, Arcadia will just give you another one.
Jason.
Yeah, I guess so.
Casey churns down the stairs like he owns the place. Gretchen follows him down. Casey.
All right, where is it?
Kenny drops Jason. Jason's head bangs to the floor. Jason.
Ow!
Kenny.
Hi, Casey. Where's what?
Casey.
The first issue of Banana Chan. That shithook at the convenience store said he sold you the last one.
Bubbles.
You have the first Banana Chan? Where is it?
Casey.
Hey, me first, dickweed.
Casey turns to Bubbles, finally noticing him. Casey.
What the fuck?
Bubbles.
One crack about the mask and your fajita meat. You got that?
Barbara, to Casey.
We're being robbed.
Danielle.
He's kind of sensitive about the...
Spelling now.
M-A-S-K.
Gretchen.
The what?
Bubbles brandishes the knife at Casey and Gretchen. Bubbles.
Get over there with the rest of them.
Casey is unimpressed. Casey.
That's no knife, bitch.
Casey rummages around in his pants. Then, lightning quick, he draws out a 2-foot machete. He points the gleaming tip at Bubbles. Casey smiles.
Now this is a knife.
Casey is oblivious to the crimson bloodstain that now blossoms at his crotch, spreading fast. Kenny.
Casey? I think you've got a problem.
Casey.
What?
Barbara, pointing.
I think you sliced something.
Casey looks down, appalled at the widening bloodstain now creeping down his leg. He pales. Casey.
Oh, Jesus, my nutsack. I think I'm going to be sick.
John now wanders downstairs with his giant can of pudding. John.
Who wants pudding?
Jason.
Dad, this isn't really a good time for that.
John.
Hell, it's always a good time for pudding. I gotta quit eating this, though, or I'm going to be on the crapper all day tomorrow, shitting pudding.
John laughs and slaps Casey on the back.
Now there's an image for you, eh?
Casey. Casey grabs the can of pudding and vomits violently into it. John.
Hey, what the hell's wrong with you, boy?
John snatches the can away from Casey. Disgusted, he heads back upstairs. John.
Asshole. It's a good thing I've got another one.
Casey drops to the floor, moaning and clutching his balls. Bubbles to John.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Kiss my ass, Blondie.
John disappears upstairs. Bubbles turns to the rest of the group.
Well, nobody else move. Now how about the rest of you?
Waves the knife.
What have you got? Everybody whip it out.
Gretchen lifts her top. Casey's eyes grow wide. Casey.
Shit, don't give me wood now, bitch. Something might tear.
Gretchen lowers her top. Gretchen.
But he said...
Barbara rolls her eyes and then turns to Bubbles. Barbara.
Touch my purse and I'll have to kill you. Simple as that.
Danielle.
I didn't even bring a purse.
Bubbles looks to Kenny. Kenny drops into a ridiculous ninja pose. Kenny.
If you're looking this way, you better be collecting hammerlocks and broken legs, because that's what you're going to get.
Bubbles.
Are you crazy? I'll kick your scrawny...
Achoo! Danielle.
Bless you.
Bubbles continues to sneeze violently. Danielle continues to bless him each time. Bubbles, between sneezes.
What the?
Bubbles looks down to discover Warrior doing figure eights around his legs. Bubbles.
What? Get this cat out of here. I'm allergic to cats. Achoo! Somebody give me a hand here. Achoo!
They all spend a long moment watching Bubbles as he continues to sneeze uncontrollably. Barbara.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
Barbara rummages through her purse and pulls out a keyring canister of mace. She calmly steps over to the sneezing Bubbles and sprays it directly into his eyes. Bubbles.
Ah!
Bubbles drops the knife and claws at his eyes. Barbara takes the knife, then shoos Warrior away from Bubbles. Then she rips off the mask. Bubbles is now revealed as a gangly, dark-haired 18-year-old. A red and white baseball cap, a child's cap, backwards, and ridiculously small, is fitted snugly onto his head. Kenny.
Hey, I know that guy.
Jason.
Oh my God, it's Ash.
Barbara.
Who?
Danielle.
I'll be damned. Ash Ketchum. I haven't seen you in years.
Ash, angry, rubbing his eyes.
Of course not. Nobody has. Now look what I've been reduced to. Stealing posters.
But you were huge. What happened?
It took years, but I finally caught them all. Don't you see? I caught them all.
Near tears now.
But then what, man? Then what?
Kenny.
Hey, come on, man. There's got to be a ton of work for somebody like you. You're a proven talent.
Ash.
Don't you think I've tried? Every day at the gym. New hair. 6 months of martial arts. But those bastards at Ninja's Curse wouldn't even give me an audition. Nobody's interested in a washed-up Pokemaster.
Danielle motions to the red and white Pokeballs dangling from Ash's belt. Danielle.
Hey, are those what I think they are?
Ash, excited now.
Why? You want a battle?
Danielle.
Oh, no, that's okay, really.
Ash sighs, disappointed. Gretchen approaches Ash from behind. She snatches a Pokeball off from his belt.
Gretchen. Ooh, these are pretty.
Ash spins.
Ash. Hey, those are dangerous. Don't press the...
With a flash of blinding light, Gretchen releases Charizard into the basement. They all stare wide-eyed as the giant orange lizard roars within the confines of the basement. As Charizard stretches to full height, its head smashes through the basement ceiling into the kitchen above. John, off screen.
Holy mother shit!
Exterior, Jason's house, night. Another deafening roar. Roiling balls of flame blow out the kitchen windows. John, off screen.
Get that fucking dragon out of my basement right now!
Fade out. This completes the I script of Better Days, episode 5.5, written by Robert G. Newcomer, a.k.a. Bert. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.